Part D. There have been many recent weather-related disasters in the world, and scientists can now show that they are not natural climate occurrences, but rather can be attributed to climate change, which has been making winter snowstorms, spring rainstorms, and summer heat waves much more extreme. Global climate change has made the world's oceans hotter, created extra water vapor, and has heated up the atmosphere. These three factors can be blamed for the wild weather around the world in 2018, which caused more than $160 billion in damage and loss. Although the evidence is everywhere, there are some areas where it is more apparent. In the Arctic, for example, air temperatures have risen several times faster than any other area of the world, especially during the winter. The Arctic has lost 75% of its sea ice volume in a mere 40 years. Also, the ice melting on the land uncovers darker earth underneath, which absorbs more sunlight and creates more heat. Sea levels are rising, and in the future, many land masses on Earth will be underwater. Between 1993 and 2018, 42% of the rise in sea level was caused by thermal expansion of the oceans, and 21% was caused by melting glaciers. Currently, melting ice in Greenland contributes to 20% of the global sea rise, which is 4 millimeters per year. If all the ice in Greenland melted, the sea levels would rise by 7 meters. Climate scientists say that sea levels are rising faster than originally predicted. They expect that at the current rate, oceans will rise 2 meters, and the Earth will be 9 degrees hotter by the year 2100. We have to now take measures to slow climate change.